Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
I've been told.
Yes. And our throwback year today is 1977.
You're right.
And one of the biggest movies that year
was
Smokey and the Bandit.
I thought you were going to say Star Wars.
Star Wars was also very big.
It was
big
also
that year.
Big, but
Smokey and the Bandit, though, was second. After Star Wars,
right there.
Smokey and the Bandit was second.
Okay.
Now, you've seen this movie. You enjoy this movie. It seems like it's right up your alley.
It's right up my alley.
I've never seen it, but I am kind of intrigued.
No, you're not. This is not a movie you would watch.
No. It's not one you think I would like.
I don't think you would like it at all.
And that's
the fault of you, not the movie.
Right. Sure. So Smokey and the Bandit stars Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Jackie Gleason, and Jerry Reed. The film marks the directorial debut of stuntman Hal Needham.
He was one
of the top stuntmen of the 1960s, and he doubled regularly for Burt Reynolds in his movies.
Okay.
So he actually at one time lived in Burt Reynolds' guest house for the better part of 12 years.
Wow, he was the Cato Kalin of O.J. Simpson. He was the pool house boy.
Of Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds,
Yeah. So Needham originally planned the film as a low-budget B-movie with a production cost of $1 million. He had a lot of trouble getting any studios or producers to take his project seriously because, you know, he was just known as a stuntman.
Sure, lived in the pool house of Burt Reynolds.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, near-do-well.
But he got their attention once his BFF and roommate, Burt Reynolds,
sure,
read the script and agreed to portray the bandit.
That's big
time.
And they
were all in.
That's big.
All they needed was Burt Reynolds. And then they were all in.
That'll do it.
So the film follows Bo Bandit Darville, played by Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
And Cletus Snowman Snow, played by Jerry Reed, two truck-driving bootleggers attempting to illegally transport 400 cases of Coors beer from Texarkana to Atlanta in 28 hours.
You know what I like about this movie? One of the things I like about it is the fact that the plot is very easy to follow. Coors Light, we're transporting it in a truck. We have 28 hours to do it.
Yeah.
There's your movie.
Well, the plot was actually based on a real Coors Banquet beer problem.
Oh.
In 1977, Coors was unavailable for sale east of Texas. It was made in Colorado, but its lack of additives and preservatives meant that it could spoil in just a week without refrigeration.
So it was pure.
Which is why it was a 28-hour deadline in the movie.
Gotta move it. Move it fast.
So Coors didn't get national distribution until 1986. And so for a brief time, and this is very hard for me to believe, but apparently for a brief time, it was a rare and sought-after product.
You are such a beer snob.
Future President Gerald Ford, after a trip to Colorado, hid it in his luggage to take it back to Washington, D.C., and President Dwight D. Eisenhower had a steady supply airlifted by the Air Force to Washington.
And you just put your nose in the air and drink your fancy beers.
So while Needham was in Georgia working as Reynolds' stunt double in the movie Gator, 1976, he noticed that the Coors in the fridge of his trailer was disappearing.
Hmm.
So he figured out that it was the maid who was stealing two bottles of Coors every day.
It's always the maid.
And he realized how important this beer was to some anyways, and he thought that bootlegging Coors would make a great plot line for a movie.
He
was right. Yeah. So Buford T. Justice, played by Jackie Gleason in the movie, was the name of a real Florida Highway Patrolman.
You're kidding.
Who was known to Reynolds' father, who was once a police chief of Riviera Beach in Florida.
Oh.
Buford
Justice.
Was a highway patrolman. Like, what a great Justice. What a great last name if you're a highway patrolman.
And
right?
Buford's not
and
a bad
Buford,
first name.
Right? I know. Sally Field only accepted the part after her agent advised her that she needed a big movie role on her resume. Universal executives initially resisted casting Field, claiming that she was not attractive enough. Rude.
Excuse me.
But Reynolds insisted on her involvement. Field said that she enjoyed making the film, but remembers that virtually the entire project was improvised.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's not exactly dependent on the dialogue, is it?
No. More of the chase scenes.
The chase
and stuff.
Scenes, yeah. The action, yeah.
Smokey and the Bandit was a huge box office success, grossing $127 million against a $4.3 million budget, becoming the second highest grossing film, domestic film of 1977, right after Star Wars.
You were right.
And you know who was a big fan of the movie?
No.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, really?
Alfred Hitchcock claimed that the film was one of his favorites.
Okay.
No joke. Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So after the debut of the film, the Pontiac Trans Am became wildly popular. with sales almost doubling within 2 years of the film's release.
It's a handsome car.
It outsold its Chevrolet Camaro counterpart for the first time, and Burt Reynolds was given the 1977 vehicle used during promotion of the film as a gift, though the car itself never actually appeared in the film. Because of the popularity of the film and the sales success of the Trans Am, the president of Pontiac promised to supply Reynolds with a Trans Am every year.
Oh, that's a small price to pay. He doubles sales. That's pretty good.
Due to his financial difficulties in 2014, Reynolds put his vast collection of artwork and memorabilia up for auction, including that Trans Am, which eventually sold for $450,000.
There you go. It's almost as much as that dime that we were talking about before on the air. No. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Smokey and the Bandit, did you, Sarah?
I did, yeah. So we're going to play the theme song. We're going to play Eastbound and Down by Jerry Reed.
It's a great tune. Yes. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that fantastically catchy and earwormy record?
Well, because we were talking about Smokey and the Bandit, which came out in 1977, and that's our throwback year.
It is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, Smokey and the Bandit was based on a real Coors beer problem.
Sales of Pontiac Trans Ams nearly doubled within 2 years of the movie's release.
And it was one of Alfred Hitchcock's favorite movies.
That is wild.
That Alfred, is I mean, I don't pretty know. Funny. You wouldn't ever think that.
No, you'd think he'd have been to something much more
dark.
Dark, yes. Something more complicated, yeah. Something more complex, something with nuance and other things that you like in films, perhaps. But no, Smokey
maybe
and the
that's
Bandit.
Why he liked it so much, because it was so different than what.
Yeah, he could just relax and unwind.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? If folks want to learn more about Smokey and the Bandit, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Yes. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And maybe somebody wants to watch Smokey and the Bandit tonight, I guess instead of the Bills game, they could. Where is it available?
I think you have to rent it on Prime.
On Prime.
Yeah.
$3 or $4 well spent. You get to watch Alfred Hitchcock's favorite movie.
There you go.
One of his favorite movies,
we should
say.
Yeah.
All right, very good. So we should say that this very podcast here, video podcast, goes up on YouTube. You can search Sarah's Wiki Corner, find the entire library there. And where else can they find it, Sarah?
On Facebook. We stream every day
at
on Facebook.
Yeah. Very good. All right, you come back tomorrow, a fresh episode Friday at 4:10.
Absolutely.
My goodness me, can't believe tomorrow's Friday already. All right, we'll get to that tomorrow. Sarah, thanks so much. Quarter Flash, Van Morrison, much more straight ahead here on Legends 102.7.